Text 6. You will hear a story about a kind deed.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
Every evening, Sheila and her grandfather take a leisurely stroll in the park. It makes them happy to hear the cheerful sounds of children at play and to watch the ducks swim tranquilly in the lake. Last week, as they were sitting and reading on one of the benches, they heard someone shouting, "Don't!" The shout was followed by a loud whack, and all of a sudden, a wild buzzing noise broke the silence of the park. A playful boy had hit a hive with his slingshot, despite his grandmother's warning. Angered, numerous bees swarmed out in full force to launch a counterattack. That was when Sheila's grandfather swung swiftly into action. He grabbed the boy in his arms and jumped into the lake, using his newspaper to shield their heads and faces from the angry bees. Sheila saw her grandfather stay in this position with the frightened boy until help arrived. The onlookers who had witnessed the rescue spread the news of his heroic act. An elderly lady present at the park, obviously the boy's grandmother, thanked the elderly man repeatedly. Now the whole neighborhood greets Sheila's grandfather with wide-eyed admiration and respect. As for Sheila, she feels proud to be the granddaughter of such a courageous man.
Question 14. What do Sheila and her grandfather usually do in the park? Question 15. Why were the bees angry? Question 16. How did the elderly lady present at the park feel? Question 17. What was the heroic act in the story? Listen to text 6 again.
Every evening, Sheila and her grandfather take a leisurely stroll in the park. It makes them happy to hear the cheerful sounds of children at play and to watch the ducks swim tranquilly in the lake. Last week, as they were sitting and reading on one of the benches, they heard someone shouting, "Don't!" The shout was followed by a loud whack, and all of a sudden, a wild buzzing noise broke the silence of the park. A playful boy had hit a hive with his slingshot, despite his grandmother's warning. Angered, numerous bees swarmed out in full force to launch a counterattack. That was when Sheila's grandfather swung swiftly into action. He grabbed the boy in his arms and jumped into the lake, using his newspaper to shield their heads and faces from the angry bees. Sheila saw her grandfather stay in this position with the frightened boy until help arrived. The onlookers who had witnessed the rescue spread the news of his heroic act, An elderly lady present at the park, obviously the boy's grandmother, thanked the elderly man repeatedly. Now the whole neighborhood greets Sheila's grandfather with wide-eyed admiration and respect. As for Sheila, she feels proud to be the granddaughter of such a courageous man.